Oh, hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for tuning in again to the Anomaly Podcast with D Duckett.
CP here.
Senior Spliffington.
You know? Got Jess here, too.
Alright, whatever. Back again with another episode.
Yeah, it's the fourth episode of the Anomaly Podcast.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who's listening.
Yeah, and, thank you for all the support.
I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Right. And we all gonna try to bring up some new and good shit.
Yeah, you know, the more listens, the more better quality we get.
Thank you for your continued support. So, how is everybody feeling today? How's your week?
This is Memorial Weekend.
Happy Memorial Day.
The grill is on. Supposed to be on.
I guess nobody has any relatives in armed services or nothing.
We give like a shout out to them.
Give a shout out to them.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do on this day?
Yeah.
Just thank you for your service. Memorial,
you know. And, like, pay respect to that, you know, the ones fought that passed our liberties and such. Right. Yeah. Oh, well, I think it's more to it, but...
There's a lot more, yeah.
What you thinking about the troops?
They do that. I mean,
this nigga don't ever want to answer nothing.
Listen.
They're coming.
I'm just saying. Yeah, it's just another holiday, you know.
Yeah. Well, nobody did anything? I got fucked up and lost the phone.
What happened?
And lost my voice. And I don't know why or how.
You don't know. So what's the last thing you remember?
Last thing I remember, it was daylight. I tweeted out. Yo, these nachos is banging. Mm-hmm. And fucking Uber cab, hop out, piss, Uber cab, building, soca, niggas with dreads.
Okay.
Big bouncy women.
Okay.
And then...
Tings.
Yeah, tings.
Food.
And then I'm like 15 minutes away from the crib. I fall asleep.
Nice.
And I wake up in Marcy, which is like 45 minutes away from the crib.
Yo.
Damn, man.
You sure you didn't get booked?
You subconsciously went home.
Yo, I did. I don't know, man.
You must love the hood.
Yeah, man, I do. But it was crazy. But now I'm like some ducats in the hole because I lost the phone. But we back. We good. You know what I mean?
No more tweeting.
Yeah, for at least a week. I'm broke ass nigga. I'm going to get a nice paycheck for that.
Get you can't go back to the location of where that tweet was. Trace the steps.
I had the phone after that.
It wild night.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Well, unfortunate.
At least you're here. Thank God. Safe.
Rest in peace to Droid.
Yeah, Droid gone.
Oh, cool. Well, now you can probably get an iPhone if you can. Do a regular
chat. Fuck all y'all niggas. Yeah. I'm gonna get an iPhone. I got one. It's right there, all right?
Yeah,
it's just broken.
Oh,
no. Like any other iPhone, nigga. It's just broken. I got one. It's just broken.
Oh, speaking of phones, so remember how I was trying to put you guys onto Huawei?
Talk about
the Mate 20 Pro?
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you.
So first and foremost, right?
I got a bone to pick
I got caught in the YouTube hype, you know, these guys that make these series and stuff, all tech reviews and everything. So... they talked about this Huawei Mate 20 Pro. It was a Chinese company, big worldwide telecommunication company, number one or two, second biggest one. And it's dope, man. It's got all the features that Samsung is now pushing, like the reverse wireless charge.
Right.
That they had that last year, amongst like their face unlock was way more advanced.
Right.
I mean, I'm selling it to y'all, but CP over here is not buying it again.
This man tried to line me up, bro.
Can't sell them two bridges.
All them niggas is all the ones them they trying to make the phones that spy in Americans.
They said niggas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Long story short,
Google found out and it was like, they canceled the Android lease, and the premier line phone went from 1130 to like 150.
Right,
because bootleg.
Some AirPods now.
Right,
you get this phone with all these features. Mm-hmm. So, they're not gonna have the Android software or the iOS, and they're pretty much rendered useless for the States at least. Well, globally they're kind of done
because they got
probably just in the States.
What happens if they make their own UI?
I
thought, because when I read the article, that they're trying to make their own UI. user interface, if anybody doesn't
know. Right. Yeah. You got to break it down for those listeners.
I just put on, so.
Tapping into a specific demographic right now.
Do you think there's any kind of significance with the Sony and Xbox combination?
What are you trying to say Sony's in on it? Historically, Sony was against merging with any other company. They wanted it to just stand alone. They didn't want to cross-platform their network.
Yeah, the Japanese company, yeah.
So now, all of a sudden, they changed their minds, and now they're trying to work with Microsoft, do a partnership with Xbox.
Just another way to infiltrate.
Yeah, do a common platform. So you're thinking that it's more than a coincidence, it's a plan in the grand scheme of things?
Of course.
Yeah, it's a plan. Come on. It's a business scheme.
Come on.
Make money.
So, what is it about your life that they are trying to tap into that they're so valuable?
Just data. Data. I feel like the next war is going like to be data like is more just a new wave
word. You don't even know what it is.
Cyber warfare.
Yeah. They just want data.
Well, they study your patterns. Ones. Patterns right. in your searches.
Right.
In
coding.
Your interactions, the clicks. And skip ads.
That's why you gotta throw them off.
Yeah. It's kind of like fat mentioned that and you don't. That Black Mirror nosedive episode. Because out there in China, they denied a couple of, like, 24 million people from flying, from, like, getting access to government, like, buildings and all of the such in China because of their social media credit, ladies and gentlemen.
Social media credit?
Yes.
Damn.
I'm fucked.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't get
well. That's remember the Black Mirror I was trying to put you on to that you refused to watch because you were a scared little bitch.
Yeah, anti. That's the devil.
What?
That's the devil.
That's all the future, boy.
Now you talking about
that's the blueprint.
Devil.
It's written all over it.
The survival manual.
So you religious now?
No, I'm gonna say all that, but I didn't watch the Black Mirror thing. I watched the movie. It was cool.
But nah, you should
watch that. A little serious, but nah.
I mean,
don't tell me how the future gonna look.
Well, it's coming true. I mean, they're taking the data.
No, it's just being exaggerated a little more, but yeah.
No, it's really happening. Like, you go in.
We just said it's happening. Like, China.
You go in, and they know your whole shit. Like, they scan you, pull your profile up. Like they already know what you're going to buy. Like and they got it ready for you.
Watchdog game.
All you got to do is say thank you. Dip. You've never been there.
To change this resolution on this shit.
I said it's real, so. Yeah, man. Study up.
This man don't care. These young boys don't care.
Nah. Oh, you know what? Although we're not a sports podcast, but did anybody see the Raptors game?
Yeah.
Yo. I caught some of it while I was.
Or is anybody?
Salad.
I'm kind of surprised the Raptors are there. Surprise. Like I know that you know they're probably they're the second best team in the East and you know they beat them fair and square. But going back to the beginning of the year to say that Kawhi would have taken them to the finals and have a good argument to beat the Warriors, I'd be like, wow.
Well, I honestly called it last beginning of the season. On the Raptors being the finals, but the roster, how the Warriors look right now, this is their chance to like take probably sweep the Warriors, honestly. Even maybe like 4-1.
You think Toronto?
Yeah. This is a great opportunity. Kevin Durant's out and DeMarcus not playing. It's a great opportunity.
He didn't want that smoke though. Even if he was, I don't think Cousins really want to
rely
right now. Yeah.
Yo, they'll be a reliable.
I think he's nervous.
Cousins?
Yeah.
Are you bugging?
Yeah.
Just didn't want to smack the shit out of me.
So Giannis. So I have it to Giannis.
Oh, he's from Greece, though.
Oh, wow. Now you're pulling his card.
But,
yeah.
Because you've been out there?
Nah, I'm just saying. He ain't from here. That's all I'm saying. He ain't from here.
So he had a different temperament.
Yeah,
so.
It's different. That's all. Different type of breed. It's all good. Wish him the best. Mm-hmm. You can take that that weak ass regular season MVP award.
Right. Yeah, just wipe it away. Yeah,
he can wipe his ass with that one.
Don't mean shit.
No, I can't get a good resolution on this bitch for nothing. But I guess I can see from here.
Fuck.
Man. This is what happens when you wing it, fellas. Your niggas get dead air going on.
That's all good.
But what else is going on?
But shit.
I lost my phone, so I have no notes. So
Nice and prime.
Any drastic things happening in the aisle in life?
I think so, but not drastic. Drastic, no. Other than I'm turning 30, which I probably have stated before, but it's just like becoming more and more apparent of a lot of opportunities of how to level up. And so I've just been like really focused on, I guess, achieving those goals and like just doing it right. Mm. I'm like halfway. Well, personally, I'm halfway. I'm at the halfway mark at a long-term goal of mine. Okay. So, yeah, it's like...
Not too many people can say that, actually.
That's true.
I applaud that.
Right. Oh, applaud that. Damn, thank you. I wasn't expecting that.
That's real.
But yeah,
I might be unemployed in like 3 weeks, so...
Unfortunate,
but, you know...
You said in 3 weeks? Yeah. Oh, so you know your time, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Unfortunately,
what's going on?
Can't even talk about this.
So. I don't even know if I could because they sent a letter saying you can't even.
Oh, well then.
Yeah. Right. So,
I won't say no names, but you know, I work for a spot in Soho.
Nice.
And Manhattan and Broadway.
Nice. Fancy. Nice.
Retail.
Nice. Okay.
That's all I can tell you.
Liddy.
But it won't be there.
Okay.
June 19th will be the last day. So.
Oh,
I'm trying to get as much hours as possible in that motherfucker and try to kick it. Yeah.
Well,
trying to swing it in the streets, you know what I mean?
Well, it's
try to take this podcast to the next level so we don't have no dead air.
That part.
Some wild stories.
And some more wild stories.
Chronicles of the North.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my phone back. Once I get my phone back, people, we're going to be on Twitter, we're going to be on IG. At least for me, Senior Spliff, you're going to be out here.
So, anybody heard any new music?
No
new music. I mean, I'm sorry to revisit the fact that you don't have your phone.
But nah.
I just been bumping Khaled all week.
Khaled?
Okay. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no. You didn't get a chance to hear that new Cole, Thug, and Travis?
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Really hear it.
Is it fire?
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Or that's a weird
Cole
went
off. Cole went off again. And then Tyler the Creator, they just dropped an album called Ego.
Making
waves.
I heard he's not even rapping.
He's
fucking, he's like singing.
Yeah.
It's a whole new Tyler.
Completely different Tyler.
I think his gay came out of him.
This boy wild.
Maybe he tapped into that. Maybe. We don't know.
Oh shit, I forgot to tell you guys. Nothing major, but I saw John Wick this weekend. John Wick 3.
I thought the nigga was talking about seeing a real nigga.
That shit was fucking dope. Anybody a fan of that?
Yes. No? I didn't see a third one though.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, I don't think so.
Nah, it's dope. It's all it is. All it is guns.
And guns and butter.
Yeah. Close combat. Close quarters type of shit.
So this shit was pretty dope. Like.
It's been out for a while, right?
Probably a couple of weeks.
Question: Is that some cool is scenes? Does Common return in the third one?
Who?
Common.
No.
Or his characters. Oh, they just got them all, right?
No, I didn't see the second one, so.
Oh, yeah, see, it's like, damn, bro.
Yeah, no, I messed up on that one.
He started backwards.
All right, forget I said that. Actually, y'all respected me a little earlier. Rewind real quick. So they had some dope scenes, man. It was a scene, spoiler alert, quick. But it's been out for a couple weeks, so shame on you. I don't think I got a chance to say that. So I'll take advantage of it now. Yeah, man, there's a scene where he was on a horse. Mm. And he was like running from these people. Well, yeah, running from on a horse with people on bikes. That shit was looking crazy with swords all over the place, guns everywhere.
Halle Berry was in there, right?
Unfortunately, man, you know what? I'm not a fan of Halle Berry.
What?
I think she overacts. Like she just.
Oh, you watch her act?
Yeah, exactly. That's the point, man.
I've never watched her act. I know I've watched her, but I've never watched her act.
Exactly. And you
couldn't tell me she was a good or not bad actor.
Oh, man, because she was... I know, she was beautiful.
But the character she played was dope, because she had, like, these trained dogs that was gangster.
Oh, shit.
Was the most gangster dogs ever. Right. But, yeah, it was a cool movie. Nobody's into anything else cinematic. So I missed the previews, but I'm kind of a nerd and I YouTubed some of the up and coming movies. And one of the ones that I'm definitely not looking forward to is the Green Lantern movie.
Oh, are we doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, they got to.
Why?
They're trying to expand the DC universe now.
The DC got whack ass characters,
but they still make money.
No, they don't. Okay. It's just the movies are just bad. The movies are bad. I'm not a DC fan.
You sure?
But
yeah, right. I'm not. I'm
Tony Marvel. But my favorite DC character is Batman.
Okay.
The characters are not trash. The movies suck. Just the movies suck.
You don't like Dark Knight?
Oh, I love Dark Knight.
Oh. Okay, so Justin.
Christian Bale is the leader. Yeah. Christian Bale is the leader.
But yeah, so they're having Tyrese play the Black Green Lantern. And that's why I'm not looking forward to watching it.
Whoa.
There's a Black Green Lantern.
Yeah.
John Stewart.
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
It needs to be a Black.
Tyrese?
Tyrese.
I can't see him outside of Baby Boy and Fast and Furious.
That's.
Now,
that's,
since
the typecast.
That's his catalog, but still.
Are we gonna get a serious Tyrese?
You gotta get him a chance.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. I feel you on that.
Exactly.
I feel that. It's gonna be mad weird.
Give him a chance.
I can't.
What more do you want from him?
Sometimes you can't change a choice.
What do more do you want from me?
Nah, bro. Why you think it's taking so long to like find another Wolverine? Like, ain't no Hugh Jackman out here.
Because he looks just like that man. Crazy.
It's taking forever to find a Wolverine.
I thought his name was Wolverine. Man.
Oh, and then speaking of movies, so side note, we saw a clip yesterday.
Am I growing up?
Nah.
I got you.
We flowing, though.
Yeah, we flowing, but...
I got you,
bro. Yeah. So last
week... We flow a lot better.
A clip was released of somebody drop-kicking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Most latest niggas.
We are...
Hold up, though.
Bring it up, go ahead.
So look, right... Tell me why they coming out with the new movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No,
coming out soon, yeah.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. I'm starting to judge like every. I don't trust nothing. Because
he was okay too. Like he was good. Okay,
because I feel like everything is some sort of advertisement. Like they're trying to push
right
something.
After, yeah,
something.
True
they always
true
try
that.
To. It's flip. Like. Whatever happened, yeah, negative or positive.
Get that emotion up and try to sell you something right
shit.
After.
Like, that's some shock value shit. Like,
it is. And it happens exactly
that's so nasty,
after.
Bro. That shit trash.
Yeah. True. Word. He did eat that drop kick, bro. He did eat that
for
shit.
Real.
I mean, that nigga big.
Especially if he knew it was coming.
He's like kicking a big-ass old tree. Like,
what was the movie you got coming out?
You heard?
Is there no Terminator movie?
It's like Terminator related. I forgot, but there is another Terminator movie coming out.
Terminator 50?
And then they got another movie with
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, there's a female Terminator. It's a girl.
And then
female.
Will Smith is coming out with another Terminator. Called Gemini.
Oh, I did see that. I did see the trailer for that.
He's a Terminator too?
No.
This one is not like Terminator.
Is it Terminator? No.
It's called Gemini. But the plot is just like Terminator.
Yeah. It's no like Terminator.
Okay, these writers are getting lazy.
Yeah.
Running out of ideas. That's why podcast is winning right now.
For real, man. Everybody's recycling like comic book or like. Stories that already,
like,
you know, you already know the backstory, so it could just be short.
Yeah, they got easier. Sarah Connor running as doing a new term.
Yeah, she comes back in time.
Where?
And get the girl's money now.
Right.
Wow.
But she
died, right?
Yeah. This is totally fucking me up. Yeah, this is.
Can you even follow the storyline anymore?
Like,
I didn't follow
it
after the first.
Throw it all away.
I didn't even get that.
Throw it all away.
Honestly, I just be watching it and don't know, understand nothing was going on in the movie. Just be watching shit.
I feel you.
So y'all heard what happened to Meek Mill?
No.
What happened to Meek?
He was recently like denied entry at the Vegas Cosmopolitan Hotel.
Oh,
a couple years ago, he had a scuffle with the security.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Being that it's a private, you know, establishment, they can basically do whatever they want. And they weren't giving him no chance to get inside. So they stole up some money for him there. Boy getting discriminated all the way around.
I don't see that as discrimination. You had a fucking fight there or whatever.
True.
Why are you going back there?
True. I mean, I feel like they booked him. I mean, if he has bookings there and his, I guess, his booking guy.
Nah, if you see a problem. Why,
if his promoter set him up to go to that hotel, I mean, whose fault really is it?
Wait, what's going on here? He got into a fight a couple years back.
Oh, scuffle.
And now, he went back there again.
Yeah.
And they were like, whoa, 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 what are you doing here type shit?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So who was in charge of booking him in the first place?
Yeah. That's the next question. Ain't nobody saying nothing about that. They're just basically saying that he couldn't get in.
Mm. Yeah, then why would you take my money
and book him with a lawsuit saying that they're going to lock him up?
Oh, God. Now they're pushing it. Yeah, they're pushing it. This is going far. This is going really far.
I'm sorry for clearing my throat if that sounds crazy on the mic, but I apologize. I'm trying.
Yo, the baby out here still fighting, niggas.
Who?
The baby. That little young rapper.
I heard that was clickbait. I heard he got the guy that got jumped.
See, now this one, we were just talking about it. Do we really believe any of these?
Yeah, I don't believe none of these people.
Because I feel like it's part of their, you know, promo. Like, it's part of their rollout.
Just
like,
to keep their
buzz, know, their relevancy.
Their buzz or whatever. I after that fight, the victim, he made an Instagram post and all that. He was saying he got jumped by security. They was hitting him. He was complaining about they baby ass punches being thrown. Like, come on. Like, the baby didn't do nothing. Like, come on.
I mean, shit. That's just the game now.
It's clickbait.
That's just the game. So y'all niggas, what y'all getting into now?
I got some political talk if you
go ahead. Oh,
yeah.
So, not to throw an agenda out there, I'm just throwing the information. So people are talking about, Trump's tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like,
right,
does
right.
that matter to you guys? That he won't, he won't disclose them.
His tax returns.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
Especially if you're trying to run.
I don't know why it bothers me. I don't know the logistics or anything, really. But it bothers me that he's hiding something and you're not supposed to be hiding shit from us.
Exactly, because you're running the country.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? That's a requirement to run the country because you're basically controlling basically what becomes.
I should know everything about you.
Yeah.
Like, you got to show you. Your brand.
Yeah, you're an elected official from the people.
Right. Right?
So I should know that shit. I should
know jobs,
and
your credit, everything.
Yeah, so in the New York State Assembly, it was passed that the congressional committee as well as state lawmakers are allowed to go after his tax returns, and then also I think as a like a safety net, to be fair, mm-hmm. They allowed it to that he could I forget how to do like a presidential pardon. Or something like that, like excuse himself from any kind of like, I guess, penalty as yet. But being that he's still seated as the president, like he can still serve, but it'll just be noted that, you know.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because basically the tax returns show that he's broke.
Yeah, it shows something.
It shows how he cheated the taxes by filing, I don't know if y'all remember telling you guys
about a long time ago about this documentary they had on Netflix that went in detail about the Trump administration, like Trump Tower, and how they run the organization as a whole. It's no structure, bro. Mm. So everything that's going on in the media right now, it makes complete sense. A lot of distraction tactics going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things going happening behind the scenes, but it's important. Show your taxes. Everybody else did for the past how many years? Don't be different. What you got to hide, Craig? All right.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Like,
so one of the things that Attorney General Tish James kind of promised on her campaign was to go after Trump's ass on them tax returns. So the state has made it pretty much allowed it easier for her to come after him. So. Shit about to get real. Honestly, to like the law and intricacies of policies and shit. True. It's a great time to know what's going on about government and civics right now.
Anybody start buying their guns?
I live in the city, so I really can't.
State of Florida, I have my concealed weapons license.
How do you guys feel about gun control?
Who's
are you for it?
I don't know.
Like with the whole AR-15s, those assault rifles, you think those should be allowed?
Nah.
Like you and I, we should have easy access.
No,
like
I think I think it should be category more better.
You what? You said yes.
Wait, come on. Those are a little more advanced than a hand in a rifle. Like AR, it's more a little advanced. That shit military.
I say yes, only if somebody, if the military has that weapon, I need to be able to have that weapon.
See, that's broken.
But you don't have the training.
Yeah, military. You don't have the training enough. I can say give you a handgun.
How fast is your mind?
Stalin and all them, and you know, Hitler and all them.
How dare you say you're the military?
Because they took our guns from us, and then they took over. So if they got guns, I want guns. But if they take away all the guns,
I get that. Like, you can have a gun, but you can't have, like, a AK-47 or RPG.
If the government with the powers that be got an AK-47,
so you want a tank?
I would like to. If my local cop can get a tank off his budget and shit, I want a tank too.
And a Black Hawk?
All that shit. Nah, fuck that shit. All that shit.
You got the.
I want it all. If you got it, I want it.
Son?
I didn't trust these niggas.
I think they need a limit.
It take all of that to serve you. As a citizen, man.
I'm a lot, man. I'm very valuable.
Your freedom and safety ain't enough?
Nah.
What's free?
I don't got my freedom and safety.
Okay.
What's free?
Well, nothing is free.
The freedom of speech.
I mean,
isn't that enough?
No. Where was that ever enough? When one point in time was that ever enough? Just that alone.
When y'all stayed quiet.
Oh. So stupid.
Yeah, look at yourselves.
Look at yourselves. <Yeah.
coughs> So what do you think? What do you want to change? The removal of AR-15s and
just do background checks, man. You know what I mean?
That I was exactly what
just
was
do a little
going on.
A little screening, man. Just see how stable these people are.
It is. I mean, it was easy for me to get mine.
Because also you have people who retired from the military who are gun enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. And, you know that they are well versed in that.
If I
had that knowledge, I would want that. I would trust. Right. I would want that trust. Mm-hmm. You know, to have that.
True.
After going through some shit like that, especially, but just as a regular citizen, I mean, in certain states, it's open like that.
True.
Yeah, I believe if you have a drug felony, you should be able to have a gun.
What?
If you have a drug felony, you still should be able to get a gun.
Oh, I thought you said something.
No, because people be on coke and having guns, so I'm on coke and I shot. No. Mm-mm.
So, nah. Gun felony, gun.
Just because you got a felony drug record shouldn't excuse you from getting a gun.
So, what about a DUI?
That too. That shit had no bearing on,
really?
On a gun. To me, it should.
Drinking
and having
drinking
an AR-15?
Nah, bro.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. What was one got to do with the other?
If you would drink and operate a vehicle.
Obviously, your judgment isn't good.
Exactly.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, look at that. Easy.
And your eyesight, everything. Everything.
That shit on fire, yo. Everything's going to be done. What you got? What else you got?
So what if, and then you got a sober nigga that just be doing dumb shit random. So we just what's the point of that? Nah, fuck that.
I guess so.
That's
like
that way.
I've seen a lot of sober people just do dumb shit.
Yeah.
So fuck out of here.
They probably from Florida.
So why should I get judged?
Because you got caught, that's why.
So what? It don't make me a bad person.
Yeah, under the influence of alcohol. Man.
Who said that?
Nah, it makes you an
Who
example.
Said I'm going to be under the influence when I'm using my gun? You're assuming things now.
Assuming.
You're just assuming something. I caught a DUI 20 years ago. Now I can't get a fucking gun legally for the rest of my life? Why? That makes no sense.
Yeah, they got some stipulations to it.
Yeah, that doesn't make no sense. I got caught with a half ounce and drug felony now. Now I can't get a gun?
Okay, yeah, true that. Okay.
That shit doesn't make no sense.
They're legalizing it now.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I see your point.
Yeah, I see your point.
Oh, yeah, now you see my point.
Denied! I think you definitely did break it down.
Down.
You definitely did break it down. Word. Now I'm like, oh, shit. Fuck, well, you know what? Not on my watch. Try it to the next motherfucker. 30 years later, God, that shit was
supposed to be. How do y'all feel about the unfortunate news that we won't get the Harriet Tubman on our $20 bill?
Y'all really thought y'all was going to get that, though?
Unlikely to roll out under the Trump administration.
Yeah.
That's not.
If it ain't come out when it was supposed to come out.
Under Obama, that was the last thing the last push. But you know they pushed him out of there. That's it.
Yo,
what's that? 2028 now.
Yeah, they trying to
clear it. 2028 now. The Terry Tubman bill supposed to come out.
It's not coming out at all.
Oh, they canceled it.
Yeah.
The last update I had last week when I had a phone.
So are they going to change
2028?
It said right here. It says back in April. 2016, they were talking about it.
Right?
When it was announced.
They didn't want to change it at all.
They're saying it was supposed to be released in 2020, but plans have apparently changed as there are reports that it's unlikely to roll out under the Trump administration. So we're going to have to wait until the next president for that. Mnuchin, which is the, you know, the Treasury Secretary, he said he had to find a reason why to redesign the currency. It's for counterfeiting issues, which could be substantial. But, nah, bro.
But what they got to do with my Eric Tuckman's, man? Say, I want to slap some white people with some fucking black leadership $20 bills, man.
So now, basically, because he didn't sign off on it, the next time it's going to change is 2028. So there goes that.
And it might not even change to Harriet Tubman. It
might not even change to her. Funny, they only wanted to put her on one side, and they're going to put Andrew Jackson on the other side.
Oh, we didn't even get the whole bill?
We're not even going to get the whole bill.
Oh, they wild.
That's
stupid.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
That's wasting time.
Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I mean, listen.
They were dying to put a white man on that shit.
You're already going to destroy the old bills anyway. Like, come on.
Listen, the money don't mean nothing, but, you know, stable.
Yeah, none of that money mean nothing. It's all
shit.
Ones and zeros now.
It's all digital shit.
Once they took the gold currency off of that shit, it was a rock.
That's not backed by nothing, but it's your trust.
Yeah, I heard Bitcoin's coming back, they're saying, slowly. It's up to like 8 now. Why is anybody still in that craze?
I mean,
I'm not familiar with it, but I know that some people that bought it back then is eating right now.
Our US dollars are fiat currency. Our dollars are Bitcoin right now.
Yeah, because it's off of our trust.
You know what I mean?
What we believe the value to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I'm about to come out with a weed token. If I give you some tokens, and you thought of it some value, and give me something, and you give some niggas some tokens, maybe the new currency.
Yeah, what y'all think about Drake's antics during the Toronto Raptors? You know,
it's perfect.
People was having problems with that though.
It's That's perfect. Typical, man.
You think he's doing too much?
His expression was always weird.
First of all, Spike,
if he's doing too much. Take out this, then don't have floor seats then. Like, come on,
yeah,
don't have that
floor
shit.
Floor
seats.
Yeah, for like 80 grand
a piece. Milwaukee's coach was mad.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be mad too. Really I was mad. Losing in my ass bust after two games.
And got Drake over there dancing.
Nigga, Drake's hand that fucking
well, massage. Just take away the floor seats and you won't have that.
He doing too much.
You think he's doing too much?
So down,
the Nate was winning, so.
Nah, yeah, they're going to the final.
Yeah,
bro.
The Nate was winning.
First time, right?
Yeah,
he got a club in that shit. He got a locker in that shit. Like, that nigga's a 13th.
They just made him a jersey.
I made him a jacket for over. It's almost worth 800K.
Word. The jacket.
Yeah, the jacket. Yeah, word.
Damn.
He got ties with them, man.
He made bro.
I might.
I ain't gonna lie. He
buy the fucking team.
That city in Toronto, boy.
He might buy the fucking team.
It's a possibility.
Be a partner.
Co-owner?
Yep. Maybe.
Be another
Jay-Z
with the Brooklyn Nets?
Yeah, why not?
You don't even own that shit anymore.
So what's up with Jay-Z? I know y'all heard about this
his
story.
Partnership is gone?
Yeah.
He's dead?
He has his own...
When was this?
Like a year afterwards.
I know.
Like, right?
Wow. Like back then?
Yeah. Like as soon as he got in and signed, he was already out the back door with some bread and my floor seats forever.
He was on to the next deal.
Yeah, he was on to the next deal. He stole his percentage, so...
Did not know that.
Yeah.
I know y'all heard about this one story.
Who's that?
This con man that he met this shorty on Match.com.
Yo, and scamming out of like 80K, right? Yo.
After dating her for just a week.
Yo, how?
Oh, shit, that sounds so mean.
Son looked like Obama on a little bit.
Yo, you know what that sounds like?
Son looked like Obama a little bit.
Ah, yeah, he does.
You know what that sounds like? Okay.
Obama, Magic Johnson mix.
Right.
That sounds like a homeboy.
Oh, yeah, we know some niggas that, yeah. God damn.
You know some regular Brooklyn niggas?
Yeah, some scam shit, boy. Shit crazy.
So how do he bust the moves?
So basically, he convinced the woman he met at Match.com to marry him in less than a week and scammed her about $80,000. Police are searching for identify 35-year-old John Martin Hill, who was a warrant out for his arrest. He's been charged with deception after he reportedly posed as a millionaire and told the victim that he wanted to buy a house after dating for only just a week. The woman gave Hill more than $80,000 to put towards the purchase to the house after he told her that they should live together and even took her house shopping.
Relationship goals.
But as soon as Sis gave him the money, Hill allegedly ghosted her and stopped all contact.
Yo, that's wild.
That is wild.
Damn.
That is gone.
That's power pimp. Couples. Y'all better be careful out there.
That's pimping. Flexing
all quick.
Hoes.
That's crazy though.
To all the hoes, it's not what you look at.
80K,
look.
80K, so he was trying to probably buy the crib for $800,000.
Oh,
put the 10% down.
Thanks.
Yo, he out.
Damn, man. Oh, I feel so sorry for her.
What state this happened?
She's devastated.
Well, it said in Georgia, Gwinnett County. So you know, get down out there too. It do get down.
That nigga is lit.
Shit.
I think that was like his third victim or something. And that DM, well, not.
Think that's his third victim?
Yeah.
That's his third victim?
Mm-hmm. Getting it.
Oh, yeah.
That reminds me of the guy that was out here in the city.
I hit tripping for love.
He's dipping on shorties just for like $50 dinners. You go to dinners and then just leave. And leave the shorties with the bill.
I heard about that.
Yeah, he made the news and shit. That's wow. That shit was the funniest shit.
So y'all heard about Mr. Ratburn from Arthur?
Nah.
Oh, I heard about this story. Oh, man.
Mr. Ratburn.
He's fucking...
Got married.
The anteater dude.
Yeah, the teacher.
Damn.
Yeah.
He's actually...
You talking about real life?
They actually aired on the PBS kids show, Arthur.
Gay marriage.
Ratburn marrying another man.
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
Because it's the world we live in right now. We have the
inclusion.
We have to, you know, transition to everything else. And I see it happening. I see it happening in other TV shows.
Fuck that
though.
Talk.
Get it all.
Some bullshit.
I see it happening on TV shows.
Now they wilding, man. Come on, son. That's like, I don't, you know why I'd say, personally, Arthur was my show.
I never really liked Arthur.
Didn't matter.
My shit like that.
You wasn't on Arthur?
Nah.
I used to watch Arthur.
I even had
it. I mean, like, I watched a few episodes. Stuff,
it's funny though. I remember when I was a kid, when I'm watching those shows, I never thought of them. Man, woman, sex. Being a kid watching a cartoon.
You're purposely
making me view
it
as.
It wasn't there. It wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
It wasn't there.
Yeah.
It was not there. It's not because you didn't see it. It just was not there at all.
I did see how, what's her name?
Man.
Francine. She was tomboy. So I knew.
Yeah, but I never like thought of her like
Sexually.
You know what
like,
I mean?
That wasn't in it. They're forcing sex in our face.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
And they're talking about, you know how many different genders there are?
Dude. Male and female.
I'm not
The internet got like 30 plus
I'm sorry.
Different type of genders.
Aliens.
You got balls. You're a man.
Shit crazy.
I mean,
that's how I feel. That's how I feel. Wow.
So, what? How much genders is there?
Yo, look at it. It's like 30 plus different genders.
Let's see.
Cause
in America,
when I went to school, I was in science and shit like that. And they just told me the male and female. And I heard the word hermaphrodite.
Sure. A good majority of people, that's cool, whatever.
You're born like that, you're born like that. But you're not going to tell me you're born with a breast and a vagina and you're a man. Mm-hmm. That you're not going to tell me.
There's
63.
Oh, see, yeah, I was wrong. I was
63?
Off. 63? Well, 30 plus. Yep. Different genders.
Y'all want to go through this?
Nah.
this
I just went through the genders.
What's
male
like asexual? Are they doing sexuality?
Oh my god,
it's
deep,
bro.
That's what I'm saying. It break it down, break it down.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
All right, let me hit at least five.
There's a key. Whenever there's a key to anything in a graph, there's masculine homosexual man, heterosexual man, masculine bisexual man, feminine homosexual man.
That's sexuality.
That's what they label it as. Gender right now.
That's
bro.
What they what pushing they, their
they
sex
pushing
out
that there. Right now, bro. That's what it is.
Oh, I think. All right.
63 genders.
Nah, I'm not buying it.
Yeah,
I'm buying either.
I might buy three.
I need to see more research on that.
I mean, because my 36 years, I've seen man, woman,
look
for that.
Yeah, there we go. Look.
What's all these numbers?
How many people are born? What's this? What's the real life stats on that in this country?
I'm gonna look it up. It's a fucking key.
Okay, yeah, that's complex, man.
Yeah, they're wilding.
I can't even remember the periodic table.
That's OD.
Have you ever utilized it?
In chemistry class. Ace that shit, man.
Well, they told me about male and females. not all that other shit.
Shit get crazy.
Yeah, it's all about being inclusive now. It's crazy.
I'm not inclusive, but it's just, that's too much. Y'all are just making up stuff now. I just feel you're making things up.
There's a transsexual MMA fighter.
And who are they fighting?
Fucking females. Oh. And beating their ass.
Because it's a man.
That's disgusting.
Yup.
That's wild, son. Like,
wow. Dan White had
a... Why wouldn't you have him fight other transsexuals? If that's the case. There's got to be other transsexuals I want to fight too. You know what I mean? Why don't you just fight them?
Shit, they're crazy. And there was a trans man in a beauty pageant. They had a fucking, like, come on. That's a spot for a real female. Yeah. Like, come on. Don't do that. Come on, America. Come on.
It was like the dude who said, the dude that goes, I identify as a woman, and he's out there breaking all the women weightlifting championships.
Exactly.
Like, that nigga,
exactly.
You wild now. Exactly. Who's wild, honoring this? Like, it's clearly a man.
This is how America works. Right now, I'm a female. Okay, I'm back to a man.
And I gotta respect that, though, right?
Right, you gotta respect that. Yeah, you gotta respect that. You gotta respect that.
It's just how I feel today.
Tomorrow will be a man tomorrow. I'm gonna be a man.
Man, fuck it.
Work out.
I mean, it's each his own, but damn, so these niggas is wilding with that shit.
So y'all heard about, do y'all know about Jesse Lee Peterson?
Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, who is that?
Basically, he loves Trump.
Trump
so
supporter.
He basically talks to different people of the culture and, you know, just ask them Trumpy questions.
Trumpy questions?
DC Young Fly went there.
And chopped it up with him. Mm-hmm. And basically ridiculed him out of the world. Because, you know, DC be roasting people.
Yeah, come here.
I'm going to play a little clip. But we're going to do that afterwards. But basically,
he loved Trump. And
the Jesse guy.
Yeah. Like, you got to look it up and take a look at him. Here it is right here. I'm going to play it right now.
All right. A little clip of it.
Yeah. Hold on.
Because this nigga, he fuck with Trump heavy. Like, that's his guy. Like,
we're going to play a little clip for y'all.
I just like how his clapback was clean.
Fuck that ad. What is going on here? And you got the volume? No. Okay. All
right.
Oh, up there we go. Okay.
Alright, here we go.
This guy.
Tight, you know, people just stay on social media. Those are more so influencers because they influence people to do that as well. I'm also, as an entertainer, that I went on the social media, showed you my talent, then progressed and went from TV to movies. You know what I'm saying? Music. But I was already doing music. You know what I'm saying? But right. I just had to show them that you have to elevate the game.
Do you mind taking your glasses off?
Oh, you can't see my face.
Right, I can't see you.
Like, he just like yanking people's chain. That's his thing.
And this guy likes Trump.
All day.
This guy. This guy's a black guy.
Yeah, and he actually, here's the backstory. He grew up on an Alabama plantation in Jim Crow, but talking about, slavery didn't exist.
Oh, that ain't even wild, man. So where do you thought he grew up at?
I don't know what, yo. This man crazy. Like, but we not even gonna get into that real deep. Well, but
that brainwash worked on him.
It worked.
It worked on
him. He wanna be white.
That's crazy.
He wanna be white. But yeah, they had a back and forth. It kinda went viral. Cause basically DC was running on
him. I don't know what internet y'all niggas be using, but I don't see none of that shit like that.
That's wild. I didn't see that either.
I mean, on YouTube heavy. But
alright.
Man. What else y'all got going on?
So I thought that this was just local, but apparently it's getting national buzz. Measles is back, everybody.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they had the measles outbreak for a little bit now with them Jews.
Yeah, in Midwood and Williamsburg, they had a lot of cases of measles, and as you know, the Orthodox community is kind of anti-vaccine. So.
I thought you were going to say something.
So what's the solution?
Well, they closed down some of the schools because they refused to enforce the students.
And who's carrying this measles?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Well, citizens. Some of the
citizens are being affected by these measles?
Well, it says, according to CBS News, it says Orthodox community.
Okay.
Orthodox.
Oh, no, probably not CBS, but other news outlets. Your Daily News, if you follow New York, Brooklyn, they would specifically say the Orthodox community. It's not my words here. But now it's going across the U.S. So,
them Jews is on the move?
Maine and New Mexico. Oh, I guess it's not only in that community, but it's going all over. So now it's in 26 states, so... for you non-vaccine believers, get vaccinated, guys.
I mean, I got them.
I feel fine. So
I don't be around the infected.
Oh, you guys got vaccinated?
Yeah, when I was a kid.
By the CDC.
Yeah.
I mean,
they say get vaccinated again.
Again?
Yeah.
Again.
You doing it?
Right. Dang, Duncan.
You did it already?
Nah, I don't live there. I don't think I'm there.
That nigga said, I don't live in the infected area.
Right.
Nah, I'm not doing that shit again. If I'm around giving me is I die off that shit. I'm not taking that shit again.
I'm not risking that. I feel fine, so I'm good.
So y'all don't feel no kind of way about perpetuating the stereotype of black men not treating, not trusting doctors?
Doctors?
I mean,
until it's too late?
I'm good. No, huh?
I got it when I was a baby, right?
That's what I'm saying. I got it already.
Okay.
And I don't mean chilling with the infected. So.
True that.
All right. I'm with y'all on that, I guess. Because I ain't get them shits either, but.
Close your doors and windows.
This nigga's stupid. What they said in.
When's the final start?
They said 75 cases, but these happened to Somalian Americans.
But in Somalia?
No.
In America?
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Was it brought from Somalia?
Somalian American community. That's all it says.
It came in one of those fucking bags of rice they brought.
Probably.
What kind of rice?
I don't know. Whatever healthy rice you like.
Damn.
Like whatever the healthy rice you like, I think it's like the it's in that rice.
Fucked up.
I almost cut my finger.
Okay.
Good?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I almost cut it though. Interesting, fellas. Any plans going on for the summer? What's going on for the summer?
Summertime, I work a lot.
The unofficial beginning of the summer.
I'm trying to get this moolah.
Guacamole, cheese.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I'm looking to travel. I don't know where to.
Yeah, because you have your birthday coming up, so.
Nice.
Oh.
I did a destination birthday in Mexico, Cancun. Man, that's the best. All inclusive.
How much was it?
With the flight and everything between me and my girl, so it was like, calm 18.
Piece?
100 altogether.
For both tickets.
Both tickets.
Nice.
Hotel.
Oh, that's fine.
You know what I'm saying? Calm.
I was out there for like a week.
A week. Fantastic. We definitely gotta take a trip out there. That'd be dope.
I'm cool. Mexico.
You know how to swim, right?
I don't know how to swim, nigga.
Yeah, no, I'm not swimming.
They got vests, right?
Yeah, they got that. Right. You can pump it up as much as you want. No, you can let it out.
I'll still take a vest.
Yeah.
Even though I know how to swim, I'll still fuck that.
Yeah, you got to take a vest.
Fuck that.
But you can fill it up to the amount that you want.
I'm good. Sounds like you're the vest. I'll go anywhere.
Sheesh.
It's fucking hot.
Yeah, son, it's feeling like the summer for real.
Summer come.
summer in New York. I think if, I feel like I'm getting that feel for the summer in New York again. Like, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. A lot of people be leaving, talking trash. And
so what's the summer like in New York?
I feel like...
A lot of spliffs.
Yeah.
A lot of horns. Fireworks going off at random times.
Gunshots.
Gunshots.
Yeah. That sounds terrible.
Beautiful.
Sounds like the city's alive.
A lot of yelling.
Sounds like a summertime shootout. You know what I mean?
Right.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think Fab is supposed to be dropping something like that.
Is it?
He is. He in the process of making
something.
Yeah. You know he likes to rumble around summer, Thanksgiving.
Nah, but he was kind of laying low after that. That public.
Yeah. Whatever happened to that shit?
They got married.
They closed, yeah.
They got married.
The case closed, yeah.
Done.
That nigga's a smooth nigga.
I do.
That nigga said, yo, let's get married.
Broke her teeth. So get married.
Said, fuck all that.
Allegedly.
But he brought her new teeth.
Allegedly.
I think TMZ said it.
Allegedly. Nah, he broke her teeth and brought her new teeth.
Yeah. He brought a new one.
I'll put that out there for my son.
But he brought a new one.
He brought a new one. It's cool. Whatever.
Nah. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a knock a bitch teeth. I'm just saying
that's fucked up.
Yeah,
hey. I'm just saying. I don't give a fuck.
At least he bought his teeth.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy. It's wild.
I knew somebody. I know somebody that walked in the crib and seen his best friend fucking a girl. He like, this nigga spaz, and he knocked the bitch's teeth out.
Oh,
damn.
With his foot. He kicked her.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I liked you, bitch.
What happened?
No. Nothing.
Damn.
She took that out?
Yeah, she took that out. We seen her on the block a little after that.
She got
she ended up, she ended up being... Me. She ended up being with somebody I know that's got a kid, wife, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, damn. Wow. But it, you know what I mean?
Told a different story than that nigga.
Yeah. And he knew about that because that was his friend, too. And he's like... I just don't know these niggas. Like, y'all niggas like fucking other niggas' bitches? No. Not even fucking other niggas' bitches, but like...
That's somebody you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's mad weird.
Yeah.
I'm not with that.
That ain't in my... I can't do it.
If I know she fucked all three of y'all, she says one of y'all, I don't want to touch it.
I
really don't really want
it. The team kill, can't touch it.
Yeah.
So it's still honor in the streets, huh?
No, it's still mad honor.
Sometimes. It's not even honor. It's mad fucking weird.
It's just like, understanding, man.
I got some respect for myself, huh?
Right.
True that. That's where it is at. I don't know. I guess so. But who fucking cares? That's what they think.
Yeah. Well, that's what I care. I wouldn't want to bring my wife around knowing that she fucked two of the same niggas that I chill with every other day.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
You ain't got a wife for
it. That would feel weird. But I've met niggas that have done that.
Yeah, that's wild.
Like as you're saying, like,
I can't be friends and nothing. And they're still friends together, right? They're bad shit.
Yeah, I know the girl. I didn't do nothing with her, but I know who she's done with.
Right, and they still, like, talk with her.
Yeah,
like that,
she knows, so her current man knows these other people still.
Wow. Right. I can't do that.
They got a strong stomach.
I don't know what they got, but I know I wasn't doing that shit.
Yeah. They don't give a fuck.
What are you looking up there? What's that?
Yo, this man impregnated twin sisters.
Why?
They both wanted his baby.
Nice.
This thing is so nice.
He got twin sisters out here.
No, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Polygamy out here, bro.
Nah, that's like sick because...
For them?
Yeah, the sisters. Like,
for
they
the sisters,
got,
yeah.
But the cousins.
Yeah.
Sister cousins.
Yeah.
Nephew sons.
Yeah, that's wild, son. That nigga's just retarded.
Yeah.
Mommy aunties, you said?
Yeah.
Man, my voice. Yeah.
And
this nigga, man. He's
be
late.
Mad late. Nigga, we catch this shit late, man. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yo, in the fucked up part, one daddy.
One daddy.
But yo, damn. Hey.
Yeah, man, that's sick, right? That's sick. Beyond polygamy. That's fucked.
Is that considered like incest?
The sisters, so, but no, it ain't.
Unless the sisters is getting it in,
but yeah. They not. I mean, but,
hey, you think they scissoring?
Nah.
Probably separate things.
Yeah, I don't know these bitches.
True, they did take a picture of kissing them both
at
the same time.
You know what
they're into. I think
we could do a lot with that.
Yeah. I can read into a lot of that picture.
They posted.
In my eyes, I think it's fine. I think it's okay. It's weird, but I think it's okay.
So if you have two sisters, would you approve of your sisters having the same baby daddy?
No, I'm not related to him. No.
So which one is it? And then this nigga's like,
it's okay, but it's not.
Yeah, it's okay, but it's not. Like, if I was the guy,
it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
If you was the brother of the sisters, you're killing that guy though.
Right, if I was the
brother of the sisters, if he was the big brother of the twin sisters,
Taj Mowry.
Well, good thing I'm not in that situation. I don't know.
Yeah,
clean
the fifth ass.
Clean the fifth.
I got you.
That nigga gonna be on
it's
the
rare.
Hook.
In layman's terms, right, he be tight.
Yeah, he be tight. In layman's terms, he be tight. And that nigga would have got shot right in the butthole. Fuck out of here, nigga. He got my twin sisters pregnant. And I was slapped up my twin sisters. Like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas? Both pregnant by the same nigga? Y'all niggas is fucking stupid.
Word. Watching too much of Maury, man.
Too much, man.
So Harvey Weinstein had settled $44 million.
Isn't he worth like a couple hundred million, though?
Yeah, but he settled $44 million deal in a civil lawsuit against the women who accused him of sexual misconduct.
Does he lose his job and credentials though?
No.
So he can make back that $44 million another year if he wanted to.
But Bill Cosby warned Harvey Weinstein about settling with accusers because it kind of admits of guilt.
Yeah, it does.
For the criminal court.
It does.
So Harvey may sit
100%.
Up. 100%.
It does.
Harvey may sit up.
He may get set up.
Like, he's going to sit up for that. He's going to sit in jail.
Which is good, because they can't do bail like that.
Yeah, if they're going to put Bill in jail, put that nigga in jail. Yeah. I don't even know why he was... Why did he fucking speed track Bill so fast? I be trying to throw the alley-oops to the guy.
My G, that man is a black...
He just be looking dead at me like, yo, son, not right now, son.
That man is a black man. That's why, son. That man was about to buy some shit, and they was not with it.
That shit was random.
It was not with it. And it kind of bit Bill Cosby in the ass because, you know, he really didn't support hip-hop culture. So we tried to hold him down, but...
You think that's why he got, like... Okay.
He was about to buy...
NBC, right? NBC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got the money for that, but...
I have no factual basing on that. I'm just, I just heard of it.
I heard it.
I heard it was NBC, but
one of them shits.
I wasn't like I read no documents, nothing either. So
they dubbed that.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
And then he's all going back to work the rest of the week. He's going off the rest of the week.
Busy this week, man.
Yeah, look for a job.
Yeah. Look for a job.
Me too. Fuck out of here, son. I'm trying to get like this unemployment and do the pod.
The facts.
Get my fucking voice back. I am so sorry, people. I apologize.
But you gotta stay focused.
It's that vodka.
Gotta get focused, man.
Yeah, focus.
It's that vodka.
Yeah.
The game starts 24 hours before the lights go on. The
fuck is that, man?
Gotta be ready before the night, young boy.
Ooh.
Spicy.
Yeah. That's very spicy, nigga. Big ass nigga telling me. Yo, it's hot.
Nah.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Had to take a little short break real quick. You know, new to this, so I don't know what to say right now.
Nah. But
somebody got something to say, so somebody say it.
I don't know who this person is, but I guess a lot of mothers are, well, some bitter woman is blaming mothers for raising sons that are toxic, narcissistic assholes. Apparently, they're not ready for this conversation, so y'all got something to say about that? Y'all ever met somebody that told y'all about that? Do y'all have mothers that made y'all that way?
Man, I'm not. I can't blame moms for that.
Not for that.
Oh, so you are a narcissistic asshole, then?
Yeah, sometimes. I can't deny that, but I couldn't. That was no doing of my mom's.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, shoot. So she's just bitter?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Shorty bitter.
I don't know what she's bitter about, but that's what it sounds like.
You gonna put that on mommy? Najee.
That's a dub.
Yeah.
It sounded more enticing.
It sounded, the little quip sounded a little bit more
better. Yeah, it sounded like a hot take to say.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Going back to that, like.
Yeah, it didn't sound.
Hot topic.
Yeah, can she really believe that? Like, I can. I guess that could be a statement saved for a specific set of males.
Bitches?
I'm just kidding. I guess, but I'm just saying, it would have to take a certain male who got raised by a woman and treated like a king like that. For the most part, most men know you're treated like that for their moms.
Yeah.
It'd be the opposite.
Yeah, it'd be the straight opposite, so I don't know.
Especially you from a Caribbean background.
Yeah, like, I don't see what you're talking about, so... Fuck off.
I guess they're saying a baby.
And who does that? I didn't get baby. You got baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got baby. Yeah, I got baby.
Oh, okay. Baby. See that? What's that like? I didn't get baby. What's that like?
Well, you had gotten baby if you were a newborn.
I'm talking about like after.
You ain't get spoiled as much.
It ain't about being spoiled. It's just, you know, nurturing.
Yeah, nurturing.
That whole thing.
Yeah, that's my whole point. Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, I got that a lot.
I've known it when I'm older. They try to give it more of it to me, but I'm just so not used to it from the beginning that I kind of brush it away off now. So it's like. We didn't do this when I was like 5, 8 years old, so I'm not trying to do all this now when I'm 30-something years old. Like,
it ain't gonna work.
Give me the pound, what's up, fam? Like, you know, nah, we good. We're gonna get better. We are gonna get better.
Yeah, y'all just be looking at me like...
Well, because you're the host. Day one, you was the host, and now you be friend. Like, you don't want to be the host.
No, baby. I'm just kidding. yeah, so they got in a ceremony coming up honoring Biggie Smalls. They're going to give him his own intersection.
June 10th. I'm going. I'm already...
y'all excited about this, I see.
I'm excited about it. I don't know about these names.
Ain't it in the dresser pride area?
I don't even fuck where it is. Yeah. I'd be the only nigga in that motherfucker. I don't care. I'm going to be in there.
They gonna complain.
And I'll be live from Twitter because I shot my phone by then.
Because you know they be complaining about the murals and they don't like how it looks.
They actually be complaining to get those washed down. Some of those monumental murals. They want it washed down. So I think it's kind of ironic that they're going to call it, you know, being small.
Is this the
whatever.
Businesses or the community-wise, like, citizens? Yeah,
it's going to be an intersection, so...
No, I'm talking about, like, the people that want it washed down.
The new residents that are moving in.
Wow.
That love the culture and everything, but don't want to respect it.
They just like the cheap.
Yeah.
The supposedly cheap.
They like the trees and shit.
Fucking. They move in. My 350 chopped cheese went to $4.75.
Oh, God.
Fucking bastards. You know, that chopped cheese was on point for $3.50. Soon as a little white guy was walking a dog, shit went up to $4.25 and $4.50 and $4.75.
That's how I'm saying niggas ain't worth shit, dude.
Man. And it's the same burger.
It's art.
It's art?
Yeah, it's art. They can't wash that down.
I'm talking about the top cheese and how it's overpriced. It's all art.
That's not art. Maybe the top cheese.
A good chopped cheese is some art, though. Boy, you give me a good chopped cheese.
Chopped cheese itself is awesome art.
That shit fine.
Yeah, I haven't eaten like red meat in like 30 days now.
Oh, word. How you feel?
All right, I guess. I don't know if I feel any different. I don't know. The first week I did, I felt weaker. I just felt weaker. And then now...
Have you been eating in substitute? Like, how have you been making up for the nutrients that you would get for meat?
Eat more beans. I'll go to Chipotle and just get the brown rice with beans.
Okay.
And everything on that blood clot thing.
The fake healthy flex,
you know? So that's still like on the $10.
The Caesar salad and McDonald's flex.
Smash sugar.
Money wise, it's not. I wouldn't buy a Caesar salad from fucking McDonald's. just because it's like not worth it. But the dollar side salad that they used to have at Burger King or at Wendy's, or one of the motherfuckers, I would have paid for. It's a dollar. Mm-hmm. But don't worry about me, my cheap shit. Maybe it's about to pull.
Yeah,
nigga, I don't know. You got much to say?
I think we're
you keep heading out and over here like you got something to say. You got something to let.
Yeah, I think you're waiting for the right opportunity. Yeah. I think you wait for something black enough or something like that.
Not even.
Nah.
Nah, cause there was a couple more.
He ain't got nothing to say, but he got enough to tell you there was a couple more topics in that memo, that group chat. So
y'all not trying to talk about how Lamar cheated the system.
Who?
Lamar Odom.
I didn't follow that. So.
Nah, well, I was
that. He was a fake nigga.
You see, this thing
to use the piston.
Oh, I did hear about that. He was using a Wizinator or whatever the fuck it was.
Prosthetic shit. That nigga's a wild man, son.
So he's still on it then?
He's still on the crack?
Basically.
You think so?
Yeah, what the fuck are you trying to skip a drug test for? You playing basketball and shit.
That's supposed to be out your system.
You saying back then. Oh, you saying back then?
Oh,
not
back
right
then.
Now. Yeah, this nigga always.
Come on. I thought he was taking a drug test right now. Like, shit.
He ain't got no fucking job taking a drug test.
He's playing in the big three, though.
They definitely not drug testing that.
They don't do that. They don't care for none of that.
Yeah, you can come as high as you want. Motherfucker.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, man, it's hot.
It's hot.
It's Memorial Day weekend. It's
y'all,
the last
y'all day. Last for it. All winter. It's here.
Oh, the heat, right? Yeah. Asking for the heat?
Just yesterday.
I wasn't asking for the shit.
I didn't ask for it.
I didn't ask for it.
I don't like it.
They must have heard your prayers. It definitely wasn't my prayers.
Nah.
I wanted, like, lukewarm weather.
So, yeah, the 70s.
Yeah. 70s and cloudy.
All right, folks.
Nah, well, just
thank you for tuning in. Another episode of Novel Podcast.
You shout out whole weather coming out. He's about to chop it about the weather.
Right? Shit. How about them Yankees?
Nice.
That shit would change, man.
It's good.
Just wrap this up.
It's the Mets. Fuck the Yankees.
Yo, baseball don't count till October.
I like the Mets better.
You right?
I'm right.
And but yeah,
that shit like that.
This is another episode of the Anomaly Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, man, this is Senior Spliffington. Check me out on Twitter.
Where?
S Spliffington. Check me out on IG, Senior Spliffington. Spliffington Senior at gmail.com. Whatever, man, just send me up, man.
For bookings.
I'm trying to be booked and busy. That's all right. I'm trying to be booked and busy. Let's get it, fam.
And gigs.
Right. All right, so we out.
Peace.
That shit run, nigga.
Yeah, I don't know if we started or what, but...
It's
all good.
Once again, this is like the third time we're saying it. You might hear it for the first time, but...
And action. Thank you again for tuning into the Anomaly Podcast with your host, D. Duckett.
Senior Spliffington in the building, you already know.
CP Head.
And we got Jess in the building.
Episode 5?
Yeah.
Oh, Cinco.
Cinco.
Episode cinco.
I got 5 on okay.
How you guys feel about that? Is this like the longest commitment ever?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I haven't listened to a podcast, to tell you the truth, since we started doing our
shit. Yeah, because I'm trying to keep it fresh.
Or
and
fuck
keep,
all that.
Right. Yeah. You know, they comp now.
Yeah. I'm trying to give y'all just me. Just try to, you know, my opinions. Whether you feel indifferent, you like it, you don't like it. Let me know.
Right.
I'm fine with it all, man. I ain't one of these sensitive types. I was born way before 2000, so my feelings don't get hurt that easily. Holla at your bands, man. You know what I mean?
So you old school, huh?
Yeah, I'm old school.
You done earned your stripes?
Yeah. I done graduated from the School of Hard Knocks.
Okay.
All right.
I left back a couple of times, so.
So how you feeling, CP?
Me, I'm all right, man. Week was pretty short, you know, the holiday memorial. You know, that happened. A lot of barbecues. You know, I kind of flaked on a lot of them, to be honest.
Flake?
Yeah, because,
how's
you know,
the flake game? Is it, like, strong or is it, like,
oh,
obvious?
It's oh, so strong. Because, you know, I confirm and everything.
Oh.
I'm one of them types.
The nigga went in person, like, yo, I can't make it.
I gotta go.
Yeah, nigga went in like, person and dubbed him, like, nah, so I can't come in.
But, nah, it's not, nah, you know what it is? I get overwhelmed, you know? I overbook.
Oh, spread yourself thin.
Yeah, man. And you know, you can't stretch yourself across boroughs. So, you know, I just say, you know what? I'm in the crib.
Feel you.
Well, fuck that shit. My week has been the most daunting and longest week ever.
Word.
If I remember last week,
nope.
I didn't have a voice.
Right.
So you can hear me now again. Then I lost my phone. I'm a regular nigga, so I ain't gonna get another phone till this paycheck coming right now.
Right.
And my nigga, I don't know what to do when I hop on the train or the bus. Like, I dead ass get on the train or bus and stare in niggas' faces for like 5-10 minutes. Taking in as much data as possible.
Oh, you one of those.
I don't know what to do. And then after like 10 minutes, I'm so bored. I done seen all the data.
So when I
and
look,
then I close my eyes.
When I look back at you, you don't turn around.
No. I look dead at you. Like,
oh damn.
I don't got no phone, nigga. I'm gonna look at something. Contest.
Why don't you just get a book?
Nigga, I am not supporting dying media.
Dying media. That's information. That shit is timeless. Right.
Yeah, books are timeless. I don't think that's dying.
Right, written word is not dying media.
No.
I mean, that's why we're doing this.
Written word is not dying media.
No. Things the Bible.
Things get backed up by written paper. True. Or written word.
Law.
You're right.
Law.
Yeah.
Law.
Still
dying
media.
Yeah. I'm a regular nigga, so he might not follow the law.
Maybe not print, but books still. I think physical books would never really go out of style.
Newspapers died out. A lot of newspapers died out. Even like the Wall Street Journal and the Times and stuff like that. They're staying for more internet news.
Yeah, it's digital. But that's what I'm saying.
Like, actual written word. Like, when I say written word, I'm talking about paper.
You're talking about print.
Print, yeah.
Okay.
Like, even magazines were shutting down.
Audible.
Like,
they got books reading.
That's what I'm saying.
But the reason behind that is because of how information just happens and we have access to it 24/7. So to say, by the time it's printed and delivered in stores and available, it's already outdated. Mm-hmm. So in order to keep current, and they have to go
digital. It's just another outlet.
Yeah. But a book, as far as a novel.
You can't go wrong with a book, bro.
You know, and then all those other things.
Or the war.
You took it up to another. Whatever. I'm talking about, when I said dying. All
right, all right. So, print, all right, like, sorry. Newspapers and sorry, shit too like deep. That. Let me come back a little bit.
Nigga, I don't want to go to Barnes & Noble.
This nigga went straight to, like, nigga, read a book. Like, I can read books.
So then what about the advertisers on the train? What's going on? What kind of advertising are you getting sick of now?
Oh, yo.
I hate that bed shit.
The Brooklyn shit, yo.
I don't be solving all the puzzles, man. I'll be like, shit, I'm stuck.
All right, if you're not from New York, you might not see these advertisements on your train.
Right.
But there's like a sheet fucking advertising people called Brooklyn. And these niggas be having these wildest puzzles with like a chicken head plus toe foot. Yeah. You're like, what's a toe foot? But it'll show you a toe, but then spell foot under it, maybe, and then show you Texas.
Minus S, and then
like, it's like
some pictures.
Sleep good? Like, what the fuck? What?
Yeah, sleep good. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, what's this puzzle, nigga? It frustrates me to the point where I don't even want to go on the website that they show me to get the answer to. I'm just like, nah, fuck you, nigga. I'm just not gonna buy your sheets.
Don't get it.
You don't take the public
transportation? Actually, you know what it is?
You don't take public transportation?
No, I do. I take it every day. I see a lot. Yeah, I have a phone, but I see a, I see a lot of ads. I see a lot of ads, though, and I take a couple of pictures of them because I find them really funny.
You seen the ad with the, hey, you got a problem with the marijuana?
Yeah.
You want to get consulting?
Even the schooling thing, you know, you see the schools, and then you start seeing the Capital
fucking
One,
ads.
And you be seeing how much bread they be having in their savings, and I be like, yeah, fuck that. I need that.
What about that ad with, like, the New York MTA worker, and he's like, half turnt, but looking at you?
Word.
If you see something, say something.
Or some snitch shit, yeah.
Yeah, that's the funniest one.
The passionate look back, like, hold on.
Yo, I'd be like, you don't get this knock ass thing off this train, man. I'm trying to roll up.
I'm actually surprised those people took pictures.
Yeah, man.
Showed themselves.
That shit wild, though.
I mean, it's honorable, I guess.
But what was that? Oh, the no train and the phone, man. But yeah, man, I like. And then you told me I couldn't read or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's you know what? That's wild. That's wild. Because I'm gonna pin that.
We're gonna pin that.
I got something I wanna revisit that, but first
How you feeling, Josh? How you feeling, man? Quiet over here, bro. I'm all right.
I can't complain.
Young boy, how was the young boy world?
Man, I've been playing video games all day.
Oh, God.
Weekend video games. Oh, 2K, man. I just play 2K.
You had a birthday. 2K.
Oh, yeah, I did. I had a birthday. I went to a strip club.
Oh, happy birthday, man.
Strip club? Yeah, I was cheap.
You save your ducats? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Fuck, I'm talking about. I say that bread.
Because, yo, like, all this money you spend, I got to buy a drink, too.
I mean, you could do so much other things, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Get your bread. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, man.
I pay you to do other shit. And you don't have to be sexual. You can do other shit, and I pay for it.
Like what? Like file taxes? Or?
File taxes. Fucking clean joke? Crib. Cleaning joke. Whatever, son.
Like my cleaning products.
Sometimes you go in those spots, and you be like, yo, shorty is bad.
Bro.
I'm like, yo, man.
Behind the bar, too. Just crazy.
Just come to the crib, man. We don't got to live like this.
I'm in love with a stripper.
T-Pain.
Classic. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
They want that fast money. They make more money than fucking doctors, bro.
Nah, I ain't gonna.
Hey, that's fine. Well, me personally, money's never been the root of happiness to me. So it's like, I can pay some bills, sell some things. Yeah. But it's
good luck.
I actually met a friend.
It don't mean really. In the hindsight of things, it never really means anything between real things. You know what I mean?
Tell that to them.
Yeah, tell it to him. Because, look, I met a new friend of mine.
Oh, he made a friend.
Yeah, I met a friend, a stripper friend. Yo, she's cool. Yeah. She got 3 degrees.
Oh, that's what's up.
2 jobs.
Right.
Yeah, she right now she's on vacation in fucking Spain.
So then why strip?
Why strip? I don't know.
And she's waiting for you to love her.
And you know what? No, I don't know about
that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why, that's how it starts.
You start off as friends.
Why you can't love her?
He laughed like that's a goofy ass nigga. He laughed so high pitched. He's like, nigga, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Hey,
he said, hey, man, quiet corner.
Love her,
okay.
You love her.
We're not judging her. I just know her like her first name. You know, I'm not gonna say it out because
it's a real name.
That's a nickname. I think, but everybody go by it.
Real name.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the stage name. But it's like one of those, like everybody else outside calls her the same shit. So it's weird. Like, how y'all call me Just. It's weird.
What?
But that's not my real
y'all
name.
Y'all may be in love.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe. All
right, next topic. Talk about fall in love with a stripper.
We'll see how this develops.
Don't fall in love with a stripper.
As the seasons change, we'll put a pin on that one.
Yeah, we'll see you like
the soccer continues.
Midsummer about that. We'll see how deep.
How much you want bet he gonna go back to the strip club to see his friend?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Got him. Hook, line, and sinker. You know that's their line, right? Make y'all a friend and then you come through. You ain't spend no ducats the first time. So she's like, I'm gonna get this nigga. We'll be friends. Next time he come through, he gonna spend some fucking bread. Don't come in here and spend $1 or $2. Talking about we wanna be friends with me. Nigga. Yeah, I mean that's how we think of sometimes.
Not all the time, sometimes. It's the game.
It's the games we play. I mean, I went to a hood strip club, so it was a hood. I smoked my weed, you know.
That's one of those.
So who got me
for my lighter?
Yeah, I did that.
So what you got on the docket today?
Oh, so, well, before we go on the docket, my week,
oh,
man.
Oh, shit.
What did you do,
That's man? All good. It's all good. My week was, overall, it was good. But it wasn't all throughout good. There was a moment where I was tripping. I will admit, I was just tripping.
Oh, wow.
And you know when you have an issue personally and, like, you've tried to overcome it and you sometimes, like, win, sometimes you lose kind of thing?
Yeah.
So it's an issue that I really thought I kind of, like, you know, put to rest. And then it came back and it's just, like, I got trapped in this shit, like, sand. Like,
So you can close the door and you come back. This shit's still unlocked. Yeah. What the fuck? I locked this, bitch.
I'm back, bitch.
So, yeah, so then I decided to do something about it. And I reached out. I have insurance, luckily.
Mm-hmm.
And I could get like therapy, I guess covered and whatnot. So I was actively addressing, I guess, my mental health. I guess it's like safe to openly discuss.
Because
before there was a time where, as a man, you know, it wasn't said, but it was expected that
you
suffer in silence. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm good. As one of the progressive things that have happened right now, I'm definitely glad that. You know, it's no more of that social stigma as it once had. So, I called, and actually, this is my second time addressing this because I had like
an issue back in a couple months ago, December. Mm-hmm. And I called, got some referrals, never heard anything back. Right. Showed up in person.
Oh, shit.
And, you know, caught somebody in mid-session.
Right.
And I was just like, hey, you know, I called and I didn't hear anything. And I just wanted to make sure that, like, we could follow up or something like that. And she was like, you know what? It's holidays. When I come back, wrote my information down and everything.
Oh.
Not to this day. No message, no word, no nothing.
You know,
granted, I'll say I haven't followed up either, but at that time I got over it and I was just like, you know what? Maybe it just wasn't for me, moving on.
That's
but
crazy.
What were you gonna say?
That's so discouraging. That whole
true.
Process
true.
Alone yeah. is so daunting and it's like it'll turn a regular person away. Like that is my problem. Finding the right person to really talk to.
But, like, I thought, you know, they do have their regular, so it could be hard to take in a new person. And, well, I don't know.
That
I'm just
true.
Trying to ration it. So then, you know, scrolling through internet, social media, shit like that, whatever, Vice News comes out. I lost my therapist to suicide.
Whoa!
Yeah, man. So then, like,
your therapist?
No, not mine.
Oh,
but like,
somebody lost their therapist.
Just talking about it. So like, who's
the therapist's therapist?
Yeah, who's providing therapy to the therapist?
And that's supposed to be a big, like, somebody needs to look at that because
they are
that's
dealing
like
with so many people's problems.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much problems they're like taking on themselves, trying to process for other people.
You ever been to therapy?
Shit,
I gotta go soon.
No.
Like
anger management.
Something like that, but that, they don't. Yeah, but it's something. It's close to it. It's the whole idea of you coming down to sit to a stranger and open up about things.
Sure, weird.
Is a weird concept, especially because I've been dealing with that shit all my life. So I've been to like the F building, G building, shit like that, King County Hospital, been to Mount Sinai.
Right.
I've been to state sanctioned psychiatric evaluations. And, you know, sometimes when you're younger, you just shut the fuck up so you can get through the process, get out of there. And at one point in life, I just got tired of everything. I just said, I'm going to be honest, right? So I'm in there, yada, 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 tell them how a nigga feeling shit. Nigga, I'm paying this bitch $100 a visit for 5 weeks straight to hear, yo, you're crazy. Like, you can't be thinking like that. Da, 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 da. I'm just like, but I'm not acting on those thoughts. Like, I'm not right. killing niggas. I'm just telling you sometimes. I don't like how nigga face look.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my bank account zero.
Yeah, right.
Jokes ain't funny today, fam. Like, right. that's just how I feel sometimes. Right. But it don't mean I'm going to be out there and fucking...
And wild.
Yeah. But you being here, telling me it's a safe space, taking my money, telling me I'm just straight crazy...
It doesn't help.
Does not help. Makes me want to go start acting this shit out.
Right.
But that shit is weird, man. Like, I've been in on...
Wait, that's what you've faced... Because I go next month where I started, my mom got me into this shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
So.
It can get as crazy as how you want it to get. At one point, when I was in like my early 20s, I was willing to just say, fuck it. I'm willing to talk about my drug addiction. I'm willing to talk about my mistreat of women. I'm willing to talk
everything.
About everything.
Lay it up.
And nigga.
It wasn't the rebuttal,
woo!
Was it? Oh, shit.
That first rebuttal, nigga. She stepped back and she said, you serious?
Ooh.
I said, well, this is a safe space, right? She's like, yeah, but are you serious?
Right.
I said, yeah, I've been silent. I was like probably like 25, 26. The second DUI, like 26. I was like 26 at the time. I was like, yeah, I'm dead serious, man. Like, I've been silent about how I've been feeling for a long time. So I'm like, this is how I feel, man. This is my thoughts on certain things.
Right.
And she was like, "You need help." I'm like,
"Ain't this what I'm here for?"
Right. I'm like, "All right, I'm gonna take the help." Like, all right, but yeah, what's your? I just to this day, I don't understand the other part of the therapist. I don't understand
their part. Right.
Especially if they never grew in my situation.
Right.
They know nothing about it is to be hungry. Don't know what it is to do certain things or have
take
to
$100 from you.
Yeah, like you know what I mean. Like, I don't see. A nigga like you or me, I would like a nigga like me to become a therapist. I want to do social work.
Right.
Eventually, I want to. That's another time.
Right.
But I want to have my own foundation. I want to leave a legacy. Mm-hmm. But I think I'd be in a better position to help somebody or even be a therapist because it's like, oh, I feel you, fam.
I've been through that.
I know what you're talking about. You, what? Your rent due when? And you just got laid off? Not even fired, laid off? Like damn, yeah,
shit about to happen.
Yeah, I'll be tight now. See.
So have you ever, tried to switch, switch therapists?
Nah.
Or, you could recommend maybe... identify if someone that you identify with more.
I was going through court cases at the time, and that last time was one of the state sanctions psychiatric evaluations and therapy. Like I had to do it as part of my release from incarceration, shit like that. Like I had to do it. So fucking. So that was at the time. I was like, all right, I'm about to give everything up. Just say it all. And then once I got that therapist rebutting back at me like that, I just regressed.
Yeah,
right.
Back into like even worse than I was prior to that.
That's another thing.
All the way up to like maybe damn near.
I feel like you gotta
32
deal with
33. Like, I went like another 6-7 years of just fuckery, and then like 32, I was just like, alright, son, I'm alive still. Like I woke up a birthday, and I was like,
right.
I'm still fucking alive.
I'm still here, no matter what.
Alright, fam, let me start taking life a little seriously.
Yeah,
I still can't follow the ways like other niggas, but I mean, niggas got jobs. Niggas save money, right? That's what niggas do. They have bank accounts. They have decent credit. That's what people do, right? Yeah. I wasn't about none of that before.
Adulting.
Yeah, I wasn't about none of that before. If I can buy cash, then fuck it, nigga. I ain't buying it. It's not. Right. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Whatever.
No, I'm just saying,
I don't know. A lot of things just don't be impressing me. Like niggas be having things to impress people, and it's just like.
But it's not really nothing.
Yeah, like that shit don't impress me, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Hell yeah.
I don't know how we got to that, but.
Yeah. But it's deep, but I think it also plays into mental health in that, you have those stressors, those things that give you like great anxiety, but then it's like, how do you deal with it? What kind of outlets do you use? Like, how do you escape from all of that? And people can get so immersed in their situations, so caught up in their own lives that they can't see anything else but, that issue. So, going back to like my week and how we got to this point, I was speaking to a different person for a referral, and I think she was like a licensed clinician or something like that. But she was well taught to talk to me and like be able to refer me to exactly who I need to talk to. So, and just being honest with her the second time, because the first time I didn't really quite disclose everything about like my behaviors and patterns and such. So I was just really honest with her. And that back and forth itself was really helpful. I mean, granted, it was the following day after I was like tripping, but I was feeling better. But speaking to her made it even more so. Right. Feeling better.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But I reached out, left a message, and still no call. So, I mean, I'm trying here, man. Yeah, I called my insurance to give me that. So I'm trying, I'm going to keep trying, and hopefully I'll be able to say, hey, I got my first appointment or something like that, and even then, if they were to call me, I'll say that on this podcast, even if they were to call me and I was just in a upswing and things were still good, I would still go. And still utilize it so that, we could go from there.
You willing to take medication?
No. And I told him that. I said, all right, so,
I don't like the meds. I've been on Prozac, Wellbutrin.
What does it do?
And,
calm you down, dumb you down, man.
Just dumb you down?
And,
like metal type feel?
Yeah, but that's what it's supposed to do. But to me, the side effects within, like, it's supposed to tell you it takes effect in, like, two weeks, like the Prozac's supposed to, after taking it, after 2 weeks, that's when it starts taking effects. Literally for me, though, after like 5-7 days, all my dreams were in dreams. There were flashes of images. Like, I'll just have images flashing in my mind.
Oh, God.
Cat, dog, house, da-da-da. That would be my dream. That would be my dream. And then when I'm awake, I just felt jittery, like, I'd be looking at people a little more nervous. Like, I felt more timid. Like, I didn't feel like me. Like, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
The Wellbutrin was cool, but when I was taking that, I was taking it unprescribed. I was just taking it just to take it. Drinking.
That's it. Shit like too that. Good.
But it was Prozac and another one that I actually took because I was in a facility at the time, so I couldn't be drinking and smoking. So when I took those other two, I had the real effects of them, and I just didn't like it. Didn't like it at all. But I think...
Did it make you, like, angry, or you just didn't
No,
like
it didn't... It just made me more aware of how I felt.
Okay, right. All right.
Mm. For me personally, it affected me like that. I just felt more aware of how I don't like it.
Yeah.
And it just made me more aware of how much I don't like it. Like, I almost felt like my hands were shaking, but they weren't physically shaking. But I felt that, like, I don't want nobody sitting next to me.
Yeah, like, he was tripping.
Yeah, it's like, nah, don't sit next to me. I can't trust you. Don't sit next to me. Like, don't even walk by me. Like, you know what I mean? I just didn't want to be around people. And the lights, like fluorescent lights or like sunlight, it just bothered me a little bit. And that was after 7 days of taking those shits.
Oh, God.
Took them shits for a whole month. And I was just like, all right, so I'm done.
Done with that. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, I need therapy. I know for a fact because, you know, I lost both of my parents, you know what I'm saying, so quickly back to back. I didn't even get a chance to grieve like that.
That's a fact.
And, you know, I'm a Libra if y'all really into that astrology shit. I kind of hold all that shit in. They say it's not good.
I'm living proof it's not good. I think I'm living proof it's not good to hold that shit in. Because I spaz on the
But my thing is, shit. I don't trust anything. Like, obviously, when everything happened, how the hell am I supposed to trust another person to be able to unpack all my problems and spit something out that I'm going to be able to... Be okay understand with and use in my life to help me with whatever.
Yeah, well,
because at this point,
ain't nobody can tell you nothing. Yeah. you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you gonna tell me, son?
Like, what?
What are you gonna tell me that I don't know?
I've heard all the spills you can hear.
That's a fact.
That's people need to know their specifics.
Hmm.
I feel like that's what in all aspects of any kind of confusion, it's just the lack of specifics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep.
So, in...
How deep are you willing to talk to when you go to them? Are you really just, like, unpack?
Well, unpack? I always...
Because back in 26, I was unpacking. Like, I got in. Like, the five times I was there, though, I got talked about everything. Crazy, like...
See, another thing, another misconception that I probably have in my brain, like, if you do unpack, you say some crazy shit. I know that by law, they can't really tell nobody, but if you
go harm yourself, and that's why I stopped going too, because I got the more of that, yo. And then a lot less talking, a lot more scribbling. Right. Like, right, so I'm going to stop talking, because I feel like I'm just talking, you're not
helping. You understand what I'm like.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm getting anything. I just feel like I'm telling you about things that happened to me, and you're like,
like I'm in a confession booth.
Yeah. Right. And then you hit me with the dumb question. So do you feel this is why you feel this way?
Right.
I don't know, bitch. This is why I'm here with you. You know what I mean? That's why I'm paying you $1.50 an hour.
I think they need to do better on guiding people on like what's like the next move you should do. Like therapists should do. I don't know. It's a hard job.
I think they should
get out
background checks.
That and they have to get out the textbook.
Textbook, right?
People that really experience things, that become these, you know, psychologists, these therapists, they have to be pushed to the forefront to help more people.
I also feel like they should have...
But, I mean, everybody likes... They have their specific person that they can speak to.
Therapist per patient, I would say.
Right.
Say if the patient is a young black kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try to find them a therapist that's middle-aged black male that might have had group of one mother.
Right.
Or something to that effect, so that now... When that young black kid is in there talking,
he can actually relate to him. But
just to bring it back to what you were saying about that article about how the guy's therapist committed suicide.
Right.
I feel like in that specific situation, the therapist actually failed him his own teachings, because even yourself as a therapist should know your mental health isn't good. That you need to speak to somebody yourself. You would have the knowledge and you would know exactly who to talk to.
Right. I think they tell you that too when you come to
therapy. Right. If it's too much,
to have a therapist yourself.
Right.
Because you're going to be taking on all
It's a lot. Of it's a lot. And people go through a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of people holding things in. A lot. Including me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think with all this awareness for mental health, it's like, well, do we have enough of the resources to provide this? Because this is a... this is an epidemic, man.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah, but I'm gonna keep it honest, son. I've been talking about mental health since I was like 16, and niggas ain't even trying to hear that shit. Right. So now, like 20 years later, I'm gonna keep it a buck. Sometimes I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because I've been dealing with it. Had to go through my shit.
It's like they making a mockery of it, kind of
I fucks with y'all, so if y'all came to me on some serious shit, then I'm gonna really take it in it. But if I'm reading a newspaper or if I'm going through the news and then you see like certain people
some people they use trigger it.
Words and these and it's like.
And people are using that
now everybody's on
that ailment as
I've something. Been on that shit 20 fucking years ago, nigga.
And maybe you were just the small percentage, or not even a small percentage, just that
all I got,
that group of people that got it, that had it, that been going through it, been trying to advocate for it. It's just people wasn't listening to it. And unfortunately, in this society, if you don't have the money or wealth or even the experience to go through something, and if you're not speaking on the topic, nobody's gonna really think it's valid.
Yeah,
it's crazy. But that's how it worked.
Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? Mental health is very serious. I wish everybody better mental health.
Right. But I think with mental health, that's of a personal journey. And it's about you taking accountability and facing your shit.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of mirror looking.
I think it's natural for us to kind of push our blames and faults on other people and blame other things. Right. And be like, okay, well, although my actions are on my accord, the results, if they're not what I want, that's because of these other things that I'm not take accountability for. So for me personally, when I see and then now when I say mental health, I kind of just I try to do as if lead by example in that. Well, I'm only really talking about it because I'm actively doing something about it, you know. So hopefully I have more to talk about it, more real experience to share.
Likewise,
so
really,
like share the journey, share and just, with like, y'all, have a real talk about it, as opposed to just, like you said, people just Charlamagne all of a sudden want to be the mental health advocate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, you was like, you got your career off of torture, like bringing people down and making jokes about them.
Right.
Come on. But I mean, hey, you know,
get your bread, whatever.
Yeah, it's life.
I don't give a fuck what y'all doing. You ain't selling crack to babies and raping women and all that other shit. Like that scheduled one class experience. Do what you gotta do to get your bread. But
so what's
you be faking the fuck. Yeah.
All right.
No,
so,
be a hypocrite. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what's on the next?
So we got some other topics here. Speaking of mental health, it was recently considered that video game is an addiction now.
No.
It's always been addiction.
I don't believe it.
Look, the youngest nigga in the room. The youngest nigga in the room co-signs that bullshit.
I don't believe it.
Nah. Video games?
It's always been.
Nigga, put the shit down.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Put this shit
down. And they're talking about it just like that. Not just in how many hours you spend, but when you decide that the video games are going to come in priority of like going to work, showing up to some place on time.
That's sick.
Missing appointments and shit like that.
You know what? You know the reason why it's addiction? Fuck the addiction part. It's also, it worsens depression. It's not good for depression at all. Video games, that is not at all. It's just a distraction.
That shit used to be the best shit I used to do as a child. My fondest memories playing video games.
If I was depressed, I played some video games.
Yeah, it's a distraction. It's an escape. It's an escape. It's not really helping nothing.
Oh, it should help me. It's good.
It doesn't
at all.
At least at that time.
You go right back to the game and shit like that.
Especially if you got a bad community.
And I'll go
a bad community.
I go play the game.
Make you feel shitty.
To distract myself from me being depressed while I'm not facing my problems.
I got a question. Y'all young niggas, how often do you interact with human people?
How often?
Yeah.
Every day.
Interact, I mean like
different
people.
Not handshakes.
Hugs.
Talking to people. Meeting new people. Face to face. Not a Facebook friend request. Not an IG request. Actually meeting somebody face to face.
Me personally.
Physically taking a number.
When I step outside, they know me or whatever. I'll say like 6-7 people I see like throughout the day. Every day. And I told, hey, how you doing? Whatever. That's me.
Not me. I don't care.
I'm at that point. If I'm not even going to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, even when I'm not like going out,
I just feel like the younger generation, it's not a lot of
interaction.
Physical conversation. It's as soon as something gets awkward, they go straight to their phone and it's like, and then they'll talk about some bullshit on IG or something like that.
Word.
But we just here for 2 minutes, we make eye contact. Hello. Hey, how you doing? The weather's nice today. What about tomorrow, Dad? That shit is like lacking. It's like you can't see that.